Hi, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Hi, Ashley. On my credit card, I noticed that I have a charge for almost $60 made on April the 4th. They told me it was some kind of a survey that I took, but I did not. So I need this to be corrected.
Okay. Be happy to assist with your claim of fraud today, ma'am. And may I ask your name?
Letha Strack.
Okay, let me see one thing. And Ms. Strack, just for security that I've pulled up the correct information, could I ask you to confirm that address you had done so earlier?
That I'd done earlier. You want my address?
Yeah, can you confirm that shipping address real quick?
Well, my mailing address is 911 Locust Street, Medicine Lodge, Kansas, 67104.
Okay. We have that on file. Let me get this loaded for you. I can provide more information and assist with whatever is going on. Yeah. What it brought up. Looks like on April 4th, there was an online customer support survey completed. After that had been filled out, there was an sweepstakes offer for a mixer for your kitchen. That enrollment had been completed as well, and it led to our Bites Hub meal planning application being charged to provide that enrollment for the contest, and it would have been sent to the email provided of LETHASTRACK at mail.com. Was that your email?
No. Not. Okay. Mine is gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Well, whoever placed this order, he did use the address. What about this phone number used of 620-886-1559?
That is my cell phone number, yes. But I did not fill out any survey or
okay.
anything, and I don't understand. I've never gotten an email on it, and I've never gotten a mixer or anything else.
It's not that you are paying to receive a mixer, though. It's a contest. Do you remember viewing the sweepstakes offer for the mixer? Had you been viewing it, maybe? Do you recall?
No. I don't know who would have done it, but it wasn't me. And I don't want it on my credit card.
Okay. Understand that. We would be completing a full investigation. What that entails is sharing with your local authorities the IP address for the device used to submit that online order. The person on the receiving end of this trace, the owner of that device, will receive notification from our company. We've started fraud proceedings. We have to confirm it's not going to lead back to you nor anybody else in your household, because false claims of fraud, they do result in penalties such as fines. Have you spoken?
I'm the only one in my household, so...
Okay,
I don't know how it would have come from my phone if I didn't do it.
I mean, you're right. If you didn't submit the order, the trace wouldn't lead back to you. So that investigation would be completed within about 24 hours or so. The account information, what was used for the order, will also be submitted on the claim. Would you want me to go ahead and have this process for you?
I don't understand, ma'am.
Which
what
part?
What are you going to process? What are you wanting permission to process?
Your claim of fraud, meaning we would complete that investigation. We would trace the IP address, which is linked to the device that did place this order. What I'm explaining is the person on the receiving end of this trace, whomever did place this order with your information and without your knowledge, they'll receive notification we've started fraud proceedings. I'm just asking, would you like me to continue?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't do this survey, so I don't know. And how would you have gotten my credit card?
Whomever placed this, right, I understand. Whomever took advantage of your personal information would have placed this order online. That's why we would complete the investigation as far as your fraud claim. That would help you figure out who submitted the order. It would rectify the charge on your end.
Okay. Should I contact my credit card company?
No, I'm getting the claim put through for you. That may forfeit the refund process.
Okay.
Allow me just a moment longer. I'm still getting everything notated on this account as far as the situation here, and I'm still working on the funds. Again, 3 to 5 business days at the very most. In a moment, I'll provide a confirmation number to keep in your records.
Okay.
I appreciate your patience. One more moment, and I'll provide that number for you.
Okay.
Perfect. So, yes, ma'am, everything's been filed on the claim and notated on the account. Your confirmation number will be 7119-690693.
Okay. And this is due to survey for what? For Walmart or Mixer or something? What did you say it was?
It was an online customer support survey, which led to a sweepstakes offer. It was a chance to enter and win the Mixer, which led to our Bites Hub meal planning application, which is the charge your fraud claim would cover.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ashley. You have a good day then. And
thank
keep
you,
me posted.
Mm. You have a great day as well. And thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.